time for Benedictine Raven basketball on your local sports authority, Kit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps just south of Holton, powered by BNP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room. Locker Room.
You to the Ralph Dolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where, yes, tonight it is the debut game of the 2025-26 basketball season. And tonight it is a ladies-only game as Benedictine plays host to Kansas Christian College. Hello again, everybody. Joseph producing in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, good to have you along here on a Tuesday night. Tom Counts with you here courtside. A really nice crowd. You never know what to expect. Game one, people are still trying to figure out that there's basketball and there are so many other things going on, but a really nice turnout so far here this evening. Well, fans still making their way through the turnstile, so it's all outstanding. It is basketball weather outside. It's toasty and warm here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Both clubs are out of the court right now, going through a little pregame stuff. While they're doing that, allow me to bring you starters for tonight's game. First of all, for Kansas Christian College, under head coach Ken Perry, first game of the season for the Falcons, and they are going to be starting Alina Elise Perez. She is a 5'3" freshman from Rosenberg, Texas. From Fort Worth, Texas, at 5'9", it is the junior, Brittany Cato. Kaylee Dively is a senior. She's 5'7" tall, from Watson, Illinois. From Las Vegas, Nevada, at 5'10", it is the sophomore, Rayanne Dunn Johnson. And rounding up the starting five, from Ruston, Louisiana, a freshman at 5'6", Samaya Lewis. For the Benedictine Lady Ravens, under head coach Chad Bolson, his assistant coach Andy Conley, and coaches Josie Weiser and Hannah Banco, Benedictine also, with their first game of the year, will be starting an entirely new group. There is no player starting tonight who has started for Benedictine. In fact, Benedictine graduated so many players, I'm just doing a little quick math. The Ravens are returning in the starting group less than 10 points a game from last season. So here's a great chance for some of those young players to make an impact right out of the gate. And with that in mind, how about it'll be Riley Brueggemann, 5'8" junior from Lenexa, Kansas. And local area favorite, who's got fans already here tonight, from Corning at 5'7", the freshman Owen Dieters. Also out of Australia, you're going to have Kyla Fitzgerald. She's a senior at 5'10". Third Nebraska native, Michaela Bauman, a 5'8" senior. And Grace Dixon from Manhattan. She is 6'1" and a senior. We'll be back here in the Nolan, and it's going to be tip-off. Lady Raven, round ball coming up We'll be back right after this.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Hey, welcome back here to the Nolan Gymnasium. We've got such a full week of sports going on here on Care Radio. It's absolutely jam-packed. How about this? Tonight, Lady Raven basketball. Thursday, we're going to have, of course, Sports Look right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report. And that is going to be followed by Benedictine men's basketball as the Ravens are going to begin their season right here in the Nolan Gym. And, of course, we'll be with them and with you for that. Friday night, it's going to be high school football. We're going to run up to Amelia Earhart Stadium, where in Class 4A, it'll be the Atchison Phoenix and the Stags of Bishop Miege. And rounding out the week, back to Raven football, we will go. Benedictine playing host to Missouri Valley. 1 o'clock ball game. Get ready to pregame at about 12:30. So a very full week as we get into that crossover time between basketball and football. And, of course, if you're a volleyball fan around the MSC Sports family of stations, it's going to be coverage from all of the pertinent state volleyball tournament sites. So check the listing. Stay tuned. Go to MSCSports.net. They got the whole full sketch there, and there will be people covering them all. So you'll be able to catch all of that. All right, teams getting huddled up around their respective coaching staff. We're about ready to get underway. Benedictine, of course, is going to be in its home plate with red and black lettering and trim. And for Kansas Christian, it'll be the traveling black uniform with blue and piped in gold. So there you have it. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Coming into the center circle and jumping off for Benedictine, it'll be Grace Dixon. For Kansas Christian, it'll be Dunn Johnson. We're set to go, and Obi-Wan joins the ball, goes up the tip, away. Rams are going to haul it down. And here comes Owen Dieters with a basketball, bringing it up the floor. She'll swing it over to the left side, and Benedictine on offense on their first possession of the game. Fitzgerald, the feet underneath, the give, the go, the shot, no. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Kent Christian. Dively comes up with a basketball. She'll swing it over to the right side. Dieters is going to slap it away and knock it out of bounds into the crowd, and he'll come back in again to the Falcons. We're half a minute into the game. Just inside the 28-foot mark. Brugman nearly steals the inbound pass, but it's going to be saved back. Baseline jump shot up and no. Rebound tipped again. Going to be saved underneath. The dish to the free throw line. The shot from the block. No. Rebound Dixon. Here comes Dieters. BC will run. Brookman left side. Squares. Goes three. Too strong. And a rebound cleared away again by Casey Christian. They'll bring it into the forecourt. Benedict pressing just a little bit. Looking at this defense. Kind of a zone-ish type defense. Here's the shot. No. Rebound Dixon. Dieters. Outlet Brookman. She'll drive going in. Left-handed layup. Good at the first place of the season. Belong to Riley Brueggemann. Benedictine leading it 2-0 at the 8:40 mark of the opening quarter. Here's a running jumper, right side up, no good. Lady Ravens going to clear down the rebound. This time it's going to be Fitzgerald clearing off the board. BC back up the floor. Dieters, a little bit of a head fake, steps in, goes up 14, yes. So Owen Dieters makes it a 4-0 Lady Raven lead. Now the BC full court pressure being employed. They'll get it across the timeline, drive into the lane, the dish to the corner from in front of the Lady Raven bench, the three rims out, no offensive rebound, easily and undefended. It is going to be cleaned up and put back up and in by Lewis. 2 minutes gone in the opening quarter. The feed in the lane, little hook shot by Grace, got the roll. Dixon will knock it down. It is 6-2, BC. The upcourt pass is going to be knocked away. Ravens with the steal. Outlet Brookman undefended for two more. 8-2. Nice steal by Michaela Bauman. Ravens again are going to press on the inbound. It'll be broken into the forecourt with the outlet, easily enough. Down to the right corner, little crossover, nearly a double dribble. Shot is up for three, nope. Again, the offensive putback will not go. Follow shot won't go. Rebound, Grace. And she gets fouled in the backcourt. That's going to be the first foul of the ball game. It'll be whistled on Dunn Johnson. And Rain will have her first foul of the game. It'll be team foul one. And the Ravens will walk it up the court. 7-11 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine win a basketball. Lady Ravens leading it at 8-2. Out on top. Brueggemann squares up. Goes three. Drops it in. Riley Brueggemann, 7 points already. Back up court. KCC. We're 3 minutes in. Lady Ravens are up 9. Baseline 3. No. Offensive putback, no. Tipped out. Offensive rebound again. From the top for three. Yeah. Nice shot from the perimeter. And for KCC, that's Haley Dively. Ravens underneath. Brueggemann crosses over and scores. That is 9 for Riley Brueggemann. It is a 13-5 Benedictine advantage. At the 6:20 mark of quarter number one. Women's college basketball tonight here on Care Radio from Atchison, Kansas. Non-conference season opener for both these clubs. The shot from the right, rainbow short. Off the floor, rebounded down Lady Raven. Fitzgerald is going to come down with it. Gets it out on top. The shot is going to be up by Bauman. No, long, long rebound by Elise Perez. So Perez will bring it up the floor herself at 5'3". So bring it over to the left side of the circle. Comes back out on top to Perez. She'll work her way around and palmed it over. She was going to stop her dribble and kick it into the corner. But as she got ready to do that, Demaria Lewis had broken to the baseline, so she pulls back and trying to maintain that drive and got her hand beneath the basketball. Here comes Benedictine up court. The first substitution of the game for BC is going to be Addie Kane. Here's a jumper. It's going to be good by Dieters. BC goes up 15-5. 5:20 to go in the first. Addie Kane in the ballgame, a freshman, a 5'11 out of St. Peter's, Missouri. Falcons with a basketball out top side, trailing it by 10. The give and go down to the left side of the lane, comes back out on top. The three up short, rebound. Dieters is going to pull it down, and she's going to bring it up. Owen, one-hand pass, swings it over to the left side. Stepping on the baseline, jump shot, knocks it down. The bucket by Hattie Gross for Benedictine. So Hattie will pick up her first points. And the Ravens will come up with a steal on the upcourt play. Here's Dieters. Left side, Gross. On the floor one time. Kicks it back. Brookman starts to drive in. Has it knocked out of her hands. It's going to be stolen. Take it back by Dieters. Stops up the window with two more. Owen Dieters with six. And it's now 19-5, Lady Ravens. 4 minutes and 20 to go in the opening quarter. 20 points in the first about 5 minutes. That would be 40 a quarter. That's a 200-point pace for Benedictine. The math is sound, but the expectation might be a little lofty. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds. Ravens will have it back in. And we're going to get a media timeout. That's right. Women's basketball, media timeouts this year. Taking a break at 4:18 to go in the first in Natchez and Kansas. Benedictine, 19. Kansas City Christian, 5.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
And welcome back to the Nolan Gym, where the crowd continues to filter in. First game of the season. Everybody's looking at their schedule going, oh my goodness, it's here already? And the answer is, yeah, it is. Here we are. Lady Raven will be putting it in play for the backcourt and bringing it in for Benedictine. It's going to be that Macy. No, that's going to be Addie Kane, the 5'11 freshman. Kane brings it in, and here comes Owen Dieters up the floor. Comes out on top. Addie Gross. Turn around, shot from underneath. It's going to be good. Jaylee Christian for Benedictine for two. 21-5 BC. Jada Christian, a freshman, 6'4" from Stillwater. The feed right side. Back come the Falcons. 3:40 to go in quarter one. It's been all Benedictine. They've looked very, very crisp in this early going. Here's a running shot that had no chance, but the long rebound will be cleared back away by Kansas City Christian. Lewis will save it. Comes back on top to Dively. Plenty of time on a shot clock. Now work it back to the corner, keeping it over to the right side. 3:20 to go. 6 on the shot clock. We're in the opening quarter. The lob into the corner. 2 on the shot clock. Desperation shot. 3 is good at the buzzer. That was a nice shot put up and in. That is by Brittany Cato. 3 minutes left in quarter one. Ravens on top. It's going to be Diana Moser. Her driving shot is good. 23-7. Or excuse me, 8. That was a three-pointer. 23-8. BC. KCC. The shot. It's going to be off the mark. Rebounding back down. It's Benedictine. Hattie will clear it away. Gets it to Owen from 14. In and out. I think it was halfway down. Spun back out of the rim. And a rebound will be cleared away. Here comes Kansas City Christian. Cato coming down with a rebound. They'll outlet it down the right side. 28-foot mark on the right side to Perez. 2:20 to go in quarter one. Driving into the lane. Cato shot blocked. Rebound, Benedictum. BC, 6'4" freshman. Got a hand on that, rejected. Here's a long three. Mosier, too strong. And the rebound back to Casey Christian. Samaya Lewis down the court. The Louisiana Navy will bring it back up topside. Swings it over to Cato. The three from the perimeter. Nope. Rebound, Ravens. Kane coming up with a basketball, and Addy does a nice job. The shot at the baseline, and we're going to get a foul, and that will put Owen Dieters on the free throw line. It is only the second foul by the Falcons so far, and Benedictine has yet to commit a foul. Grace is going to come right back into the Raven lineup. And Jada Christian will check out. And here's Owen Dieters, first free throw of the year, and she'll hit it. So for Owen, that'll be 7 points. One more shot. Make it 8. 25-8 Benedictine. And we're just under 2 minutes to play in the first. BC will stay with the full court pressure. Lady Ravens are going to rotate right at Brueggemann back into the ball game. Pass is going to be batted free. It's loose on the floor. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. And a valiant effort by Hattie Gross to save it in. And they're going to say it goes out of bounds off a KCC player. Ravens will have it back at midcourt on the far side. Addie Kane brings it in. And up the floor with it is Riley. Now the official is going to stop the game. And they're going to make him put it back in play again. And this time, they think it's done well enough. We're back at it. Here's a feed, the turner, and the shot. And the two-handed shot is good by Addie Kane. So Addie makes it 27-8. And we're 90 seconds left in the first. And the Ravens coming up with a steal, but no, they'll say in the process, reaching in, the foul is going to be on Addie. So Kane will pick up her first foul of the ball game, and it will be Benedictine team foul one. Lady Ravens, a little player defense right now. Here's the feed into the middle. It's going to be batted away. BC steals it. Outlet, Brueggemann. He's in the forecourt. The shot from underneath. No. Brueggemann coming up with a rebound. Reverse layup. No. Rebound. Brueggemann on the floor 2, 3, 4 times. Dribbles her way back out to the top. Look away pass to the edge. To three. Barry. From outside, Addie Kane for three. It is 30-8 Benedictine. And we're inside a minute to go in quarter one. Up floor with it. Dively. Baseline three, too strong. Brueggemann with the board. Kicked it up. Grace, all alone, down the floor, and a layup won't go. The hardest shot in basketball. Breaking down the floor, the outlet to you, and there's nobody in that half of the court but you. Shot no good, rebound Dixon, and she is fouled as Falcons try to steal it back. 21 seconds to go. Shot clock is off here in the opening quarter. That's going to be the first foul of the game for KCC's Ava Connell. Ava's out of Udall, Kansas. A 5'10 freshman. Here's Brueggemann. She'll hand it over to Hattie. To Mosier. Ravens working clock. 9 seconds, 8. Brueggemann gets fouled. The whistle is on Samaya Lewis. It'll be her first foul. 4 fouls by the Falcons. No, now 5 and 1 for Benedictine. So that foul will put Riley Brueggemann at the free throw line. Riley started off just blistering hot. 9 points. This free throw puts her in double figures. 10 points so far for Riley Brueggemann. 7.5 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Joe Hyatt, flip it skyward, drop it through. 32-8. Plenty of time, 7 seconds to get it up. Brueggemann slaps the inbound out of play. And it'll come back again to KCC. They're at the baseline, deep in the backcourt. They'll bring it in. Bring it up the floor. Race down the right side. They're going to have to watch the time. Cross-court pass. It is going to be shot at the buzzer, and it is going to be off the mark, and we've come to the end of one. Time out of the court. One quarter in the book. Game one of the season. Words of Benedict and Lady Ravens, 32. Kansas Christian College, 8.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a Hot Foot Sundae, Gift Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Corner, Benedict can play 7 players in a scoring column, led by Riley Brueggemann with 11, and right with her, Owen Dieters with 8. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio, Tom Council here, courtside, and Lady Ravens has come out of the block playing very, very well. BC is 13 of 21 shooting the ball, 62% from the floor. Team comparison for the Falcons, they are 3 of 22 and I see 14%. From the outside, Lady Ravens are 2 of 4, and KCC is 2 of 11 from 3. We're set to go to quarter number 2. Glad to have you with us, Women's College Basketball, here on CARE Radio, KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. I can do that in the middle of the hour. I don't have to wait for the top. Do that anytime. So I was going to come in and into the forecourt. Falcons with the basketball, and we're back underway. It is going to be Alina Elise Perez running the ball club again here in the second quarter. She did to start the game. Here's a running shot. Left side is going to be deflected, and they're going to say a foul committed by Dieters on that block. Owen picking up her first foul of the game, and it will send Kansas Christian to the free throw line. The shot, nice. Dropping it right through the bottom of the bucket for her third point of the game. It's going to be Samaya Lewis. Kansas Christian College. Second free throw does not go in. 32-9 at Benedictine. And Owen drives into the lane, and she's going to be fouled and will come to the stripe for a couple of shots. They are in, I don't know, I'm probably not as good with Kansas City as a lot of people. I still call it South Kansas City. I would actually call it kind of near Waldo on 74th and no. Where are we at down there? 74th and Warnell, I think. I would call it just right in the Waldo District. Second free throw, got them both. Nine and a half to go here in the opening quarter. Benedictine. Lady Ravens with a massive lead at 33-9. Here's a shot. It's going to be up and good from the top of the key. Just with a two on the line, so it's going to be a two-point shot for Kansas Christian College. And Rain Dunn Johnson with the hyphenated surname, 33-11. In the left side of the lane, Brueggemann's going to have the ball knocked out of her hands and stripped away. He's still there by KCC. Dively will clear down the basketball. She'll dump it over to Lewis. Lewis into the forecourt. Kicks it down to the baseline. But the problem with that, the lob was good, but the person catching the lob was 5'3", and there just wasn't enough arms to get to that basketball. It's going to come back to you, Benedictson. 5'10", she makes the catch. 8:40 to go in the first. Peters, top side, Brueggemann. Right now, okay, we are not two quarters, not one half into this season, and you can see that those two are going to be a dynamic pair in a backcourt for Coach Folsom. Brueggemann, the crossover with the left hand, and she'll get the roll. Thank you. Left-handed crossover, and Brueggemann has 13. It's now 35-11, and Ravens coming up with a steal. Brueggemann pulls up her dribble, needs some help, gets it away to Dieters. She'll lob it down the right side. Nobody down there defensively, and the layup is up and good. How about that? The first point of the ballgame for Kayla Fitzgerald. And now the Ravens are going to steal the upcourt. 7:50 to go in the half. The feet, Grace, turns directions, off the window, misses it. Rebound, tipped around. It's going to be saved underneath by the Falcons. Here comes Anthony Christian with 7:40 to go in the half. BC with a long lead. Here's a shot, three wide off the back of the rim. Rebound, Brueggemann, 37-11, BC in front. Baseball pass to the other end. Here's Bauman with the left, gets the bucket. Michaela's first point of the game. Lady Ravens have nine players in the scoring column with 7:20 to go in the first half. Quickly down the right side, the shot blocked out of bounds by Dixon. Substitution into the game for BC. Grace will step out, and back in for Benedictine will come 5'11 freshman Addie Kane. So Addie's out there, and I'm going to pick out, we got one new player out here I'm trying to identify. That's going to be Macy Eidson at 6'3" out of Palmyra, Nebraska. So Benedictine's got a 6'3" and a 6'4" on the floor right now. Both freshmen. 7 minutes to go in the opening half, 39-11. BC out front. So back behind the back dribble by Dively. Kick to the top and off the basketball. We have a foul against Benedictine. And the foul is going to be on Kane. It'll be a couple of fouls by Addie. And now Brueggemann rotates out. Mosier's back in. So right now for Benedictine, they have really good size on the floor. Here's the inbound bounce pass. It's going to go out of bounds off Kansas Christian. Lewis touched it last and said, Maya, please, with the officials, like, yeah, it was enough me. But he seems quite convinced the otherwise. And Benedictine, as we go inside, 7 to go in the first half. Lady Ravens coming up the floor. Here's Hattie. Steps it over to the right side. Kane looks to the middle, comes out on top. Eidson. Here's a three. Bauman rims out. No. Rebound underneath. Too far below the bucket. Has to kick it back out on top. Here's Owen for three. No. Rebound BC in the lane. Shot up. Deflected out of bounds. Raven basketball. Benedictine going left to right here in this opening half. It'll be Dieters to inbound it with the shot clock at 18. Looks to the baseline, nothing there. Looks to a corner, nothing there. Now brings it over to the wing. Off the left block, back and in. Change of directions, nothing. Out on top, Bauman, three, no. Long rebound, going to be cleared away by KC. Up the floor with the basketball is going to be Lewis. She'll bring it across to the circle, dumps it over to the left side, gets it there to Dively. Dively back behind her. Lewis with it once again, dumps it in front of the Raven bench. Way outside with it is going to be Cather. She hit a long three earlier, but now does not take that shot. The pass into the lane, the ball's dislodged, it's rolling around on the floor, picked up by Mosier. Here comes Diana, she'll bring it down the court, straight down the middle, skip past left side, Bauman, jump shot, yeah. Michaela with four, and Benedictine goes up 30 with 6 minutes to go in the first half. 41-11 Lady Raven. 5:50 to go in the first. The ball finally into the forecourt. Left side is going to be Perez. She'll bring it, top of the key, look to the middle. No room inside. Has to bring it back out on top to Lewis. Lewis will swing left in front of the Raven bench. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Mosier. Diana Mosier out of Brazil. The 5'7" senior for Benedictine. She is one of the few seniors on this Raven team. Grace Dixon, Michaela Bauman, Diana Mosier, the only seniors on the club. And now the shot clock elapses before the Falcons get a shot away. 5:28 to go, opening half. Benedictine with the ball, up 30. Dieters, right-hand dribble, walks it up. Swings it over left to Kane. Now from underneath, the reverse, this time too soft by Bauman, and she wants to get a rebound back and comes in a little bit late, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break here in the NOLA. It's the 5:15 mark of the opening half. It's Benedictus Lady Ravens 41, Falcons 11.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Hundley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
And a little collision beneath the south goal, which is the goal to which Benedictine is shooting. A bit of a collision, and we've got the trainers out on the floor taking a look at one of the Kansas Christian College players. 5:15 to play in the opening half, and it's been all Benedictine. Lady Ravens have two players in double-digit scoring. They have got nine players in the scoring column. And frankly, this second quarter has been much lower scoring than the first was. KCC player with her arms around her coach's shoulder and the Raven trainer's shoulder is being helped off the floor where they will give her very close attention. And with no assistant coach, they got to wait just a minute to get Coach Perry out to decide who he's going to bring into the game. It's kind of holding that up. And here we go. Coming in off the bench for KCC is going to be, for the first time tonight, is Diamond Coleman. She is a 5'3" junior from Ware Shoals, North Carolina. Joseph, just a heads up, at the next stoppage of play, we will be getting our media timeout. We're going to have to get used to women's basketball with media timeouts. The Ravens coming up with a steal on the upcourt pass. The feed into the lane to Mosier. Kicks it back over to the left side to Gross. Hattie into the lane. One hand, turnaround shot, and good. Hattie Gross with four. 43-11, Benedictine. Now we've got the official stopping play, and he's coming over to the scorer's table. I don't know what he doesn't like. Technical foul, Benedictine. So, Lady Ravens commit a technical foul. I missed it. I'm too busy writing the score down to see what was going on. It is going to be on Macy Eidson, the 6'3" freshman. First free throw. It is up and good. Falcons have sent Haley Dively to the free throw line, and she will hit both of the tee shots. And here we go. So hitting a couple of free throws on the technical and putting the ball back in play. Here comes the Falcons. The three, left side, rolls around the rim, does not go in. Rebound, Eidson. She'll hand the ball to Bauman. Outlets to Mosier. 4.5 to go, first half. Eidson tries to dribble in. Handles the ball a lot for someone that height. And we're going to get Bauman fouled on the right side by Perez. And that is going to bring us to the media break. We're going to take a timeout. But a break in the action at 4:27 to go in the opening half. It's Benedictine 43, Falcons 13.
Ultimate night out. Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Minutes and 27 to go in the opening half in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. All right, here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. Welcome to women's college basketball this evening. Lady Ravens beginning the 25-26 campaign here tonight. And we're going to be back with the men's team as they open their season Thursday night. So we'll be back 7 o'clock game for the Ravens. And then Friday night, it will be Atchison High, Class 4A, postseason play. And they will be hosting Bishop Miege and the Stags this Saturday afternoon. It is Benedictine football, number three in the nation. The Ravens at home with Missouri Valley. Inbound it comes. The shot is up and misses. And a rebound on the floor. Ravens are going to save it from 15. The shot misses. Rebound Brueggemann. Nope. Rebound Ravens. Nope. Rebound Ravens. Finally. Well, it took them a minute, but they're able to finally convert, and that is Macy Edson. And now BC with the steal. From the right side, missing. Mosier all alone, scoring. 4 points for Diana Mosier, 47-13. Benedictine, and now the Ravens are going to force a turnover. 3:50 to go in the first half. And the Falcons are, okay, they're going to rotate back out. And Timely, out of the ballgame, Perez will come back in. Kane will take it, goes left side of the lane, has it stripped out of her hands, knocked out of bounds. He'll come back into Benedictine. I'm trying to be very careful, less than a half a game into the season, to not be pigeonholing players. So I'm trying to avoid doing that. There's a shot up, no. The follow-up, no. And the Ravens get fouled and coming to the line. Foul is going to be on Lewis. And for Samaya, it'll be foul number two. For the Falcons, it'll be team foul three. BC at the free throw line. The shot rolls around and it's good. So Addie Kane will collect her sixth point of the game. She's hit a two, then a three, now one. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Falcons. 48-13, Benedictine at 3:40 to play in the first half. Up over to basketball, it's going to be done. Goes back right side, Perez. Feeds over to the left side. It's going to be batted free. It's loose on the floor. Dunn is able to save it in the lane. Shot rejected out of bounds by Eisen. That's her second at least, and maybe her third block of the game. The 6'3" freshman from Palmyra. .317 left in the opening half. Coming into the baseline, it'll work in over to the right side. Shot clock at 9, at 8. Falcons have already had one shot clock violation in the game. They're not looking at it now. Here's with 3, at 2, and 1, and they don't get it off again. That will be their second shot clock violation. And we are inside 3 minutes to go in the first half. So KCC is going to pick up defensively, literally at the top of the key. They're not even meeting them at midcourt. They're just going to set their defense up in the front court. Here's a baseline shot. No. And a rebound underneath, cleared away by Coleman. Brookman tries to steal it away, but it's going to go out of bounds off her. And now the officials stop play for a minute, have a little conference across the way. Got to reset the shot clock is the key. Back up to 30. So deep in the baseline, Ravens are going to press on the inbound. Falcons, double in the backcourt. Hit pass in front of the scorer's table. They'll come across the timeline. Chris handled for a moment, but saved by Perez. Got a Ravens with a steal. Outlet, Brueggemann goes to the left side, goes with the left hand, puts it in the bucket. Brueggemann has 15. It is 50-13. 2:22 to go in the half. Pass swung around to the right side into the forecourt. Back off on top. We're going to get done. Right side a little travel. No whistle from inside the block. Nicely done. Down to the baseline. And Dunn will hit the bucket, giving her first point of the game. BC with Mosier. He'll drive to the top. Little give and go into the lane. It's going to be batted away as soon as on the floor. And Ravens are going to come up with a steal. A quick turnaround shot. That's good for two. Addie Kane has 8. 56-50. Or the 52-15. Brueggemann with the steal. Minute and a half to go in the half. Running three. No. Rebound. KCC. Going to get the Falcons to cross. Perez right side. Dribbling with the right. Directing a little traffic with the left. Plays off the screen. Starts into the lane. Dumps it back over to the right side of the rim. They're going to pick up a basketball. Here comes Benedictine. That's Hattie. Goes left. The shot. Powered up and in by Eidson. 54-15. And we're in the final minute of the opening half. Way out on top with it. It's going to be Elise Perez. Ravens come up with the basketball. Here comes to Mosier. Back it goes to Brueggemann. Puts a shot up. Draws a foul. Comes to the line. I suspect the foul is going to be on Samaya Lewis. I'm going to for three. End of the game now for KCC. We're going to get Ava Bonnell, the 5'10" freshman. She'll be down to the baseline right. Over to the baseline left is going to be Giselle Dunn. Topside right to Maya Lewis. And a duo of players in the backcourt. Diamond Coleman. And it looks like Brittany Cato. First free throw? Yes. Second free throw? Got them both. So Benedictine goes up by 41 with 40 seconds to go in the half. Shot clock and game clock are going to be separated by about 5 or 6 seconds. The upcourt pass is going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds, and the Ravens are going to have it in. 33 seconds left. Hattie Gross is back in the game. Or no, Owen Dieters, rather. Excuse me, Owen. Back in the game. I get the TVL players mixed up. I'll get over that. And now we'll have a foul up top side, reaching in to bat it away. We'll get a whistle and the first foul of the game by Giselle Dunn. She's out of Rockdale, Texas, standing 5'4" tall. Shot clock off. Ravens coming to the free throw line. Maggie Twarber's up there out of Blue Rapids, Kansas. Another star in the TVL a couple of years ago. Torber's first free throw is good. She's a 5'8" sophomore. Second one rolls good. She'll have them both. Probably will be the final position of the first half. Feed to the left. The baseline three. Oh, a little too strong. Rebounding it down is going to be Dieter. Ravens have plenty of time with 10. The feed underneath, slapped out of bounds. Raven basketball with 6 seconds. It'll come into the baseline. And this is a great opportunity to work on that last seconds of a half or segment of time. Oh, no, it's going to go back to KCC. I thought the Ravens had it. They will not get this thing across midcourt. They will get a shot at the buzzer that is not close, and we have come to halftime. Wow. Wild half. We'll be talking about it when we return, but right now we're going to take a timeout as the teams head for the locker room. Intermission in Atchison. It's the Benedictine Lady Ravens 58 and KCC 15.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos, so that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness in seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, in the opening half, the Lady Ravens played 11 different players, and 4 of the Lady Ravens, 11 players scored in the first half. First, let's talk about the Kansas Christian College first half. They were led in scoring by Haley Dively with 5. 3 for Brittany Cato and 3 for Samaya Lewis. Running up their scoring, you got Rayanne Dunn Johnson with 2. Giselle Dunn with 2. And that is the 15 points. For Benedictine. Well, I got to tell you, a pretty good start to the season for Riley Brogman. 17 points in the opening half. Owen Dieter's right behind her. I've got her with 10. Scorer has her with 9. We'll have to check on that. Also for Benedictine, gosh, where do we go next? 8 for Addy Kane. It is a 4-point first half for Macy Edson. 4 points in the first half for Diana Moser. Patty Gross with 4. Michaela Bauman with 4. And 2 each for Maggie Torber and Jaylee Christian. Grace Dixon, and Kayla. So he had Kayla Fitzgerald with the other 2. Look at the foul numbers for KCC. You have 3 on Lewis. Going to be a bit of a problem, but Perez has 2. For Benedictine, 2 on Kane, and no more than 1 on any other player. Looking at some of the numbers, Benedictine shooting red hot. 23 of 44 from the floor, hitting 52%. 5 of 31 for the Falcons, hitting 16%. From the outside, Ravens did not shoot well. 2 of 10. Falcons, 2 of 14. At the free throw line, Lady Ravens, 10 of 12. And KCC, 3 out of 4. Total rebounds, 27-21, Benedictine advantage. And from the bench, this is where the Ravens have really shown. Bench points, 2 for Kansas Christian, 24 bench points for Benedictine. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a little bit of a respite here. We'll be back to begin the second half live. Right now, though, with the intermission score in the Nolan Gymnasium in Atchison, Kansas, Benedictine's Lady Ravens 58 Kansas Christian College Falcons 15. We're kicking it back to our man Joseph at Akira Sports Studios. He's got some halftime for you.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good evening and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the MSC Radio Sports schedule here for Care Radio. We will have, of course, Sports Load airing immediately following the 5 o'clock news report right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evening. Following that, we will have Benedictine Ravens foot or basketball, as we will have a men's-only game. It'll be Haskell at Benedictine. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. That's this Thursday. Friday, we will begin the sports early in the day with high school volleyball, JCN versus Conway Springs at 11 a.m., JCN versus Valley Heights at 1 p.m., and JCN versus Oakley at 3 p.m. That's high school volleyball here on Care Radio. Then Friday evening, we will have Bishop Miege taking on the Atchison Phoenix. Tune in right around 6:50 or so. The game has got a 7 p.m. scheduled kickoff. Coming up on Saturday, we will have, of course, Benedictine Ravens football for you. We'll have a little bit of high school volleyball as well. That's the Kansas State Tournament. The time for that will be announced. The football game, of course, has got a 1 p.m. scheduled kickoff. Then on Sunday, we will, of course, have on our radio network on KMZA and KLZA, that would be 92.1 and 101.3 FM, we'll have NFL football, as the Kansas City Chiefs will be at the Buffalo Bills. Pre-game starts at 2 p.m. Kickoff is scheduled for 3:25 in the evening. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and the scores as I have them.
It's football season, and there's no better place to catch every snap than Mueller's Locker Room in Atchison. With TVs everywhere you look, daily food specials, and ice cold drinks, you'll feel like you're right on the 50-yard line. From kickoff to the final whistle, the best plays happen at Mueller's Locker Room. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your game day headquarters all season long. Mueller's Locker Room.
We believe a better Taco Tuesday starts with better tacos. So that's what we make. That means cooking our crispy shells in-house daily for peak freshness and seasoning 100% North American beef and our signature spice blend we've perfected over 55 years. With ingredients like that, tacos don't get any better. Oh, they're just $1.39 on Tuesday? I guess they do get better every Tuesday. Better tacos are just $1.39 every Taco Tuesday at Taco John's.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference, these are the scores that I have for Tuesday, the 28th. In men's basketball, it was Dakota Wesleyan out of South Dakota taking on Grandview and taking home the win. It was at the Corn Palace in Mitchell, South Dakota. It was Dakota Wesleyan 89, Grandview 84. Clark and Imanis met up today. That game has got 1 minute left in the first half. It is Clark 45. Imanis is 34 right now. With 3 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the first, it is Mount Mercy leading Waldorf with a score of Mount Mercy 48, Waldorf 39. Taking a look at women's basketball scores right now, we have got some fantastic scores to report. In earlier games today, it was Concordia over Graceland, 80-59. Grandview beat Vibrato, 83-52. In the Williams Baptist and Missouri Baptist game, it was Williams Baptist 89 to Missouri Baptist 62. In this game, we've got the Benedictine Ravens. The ladies are leading 58-15. Central Methodist, with 8 minutes and 1 second left to go in the first, is reporting 2 points to UHSP's 3. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Camberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory continues until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 42. North winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for showers. High temperatures reach up to 54. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 36. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. That wind advisory is in effect right now. Winds are out of the north with 20 miles sustained gusts up to 30 miles per hour, and they could be as high as 45 miles an hour this evening, according to the National Weather Service. It feels like 39 out there in Atchison, Kansas. The winds are currently being recorded at 22 miles per hour out of the north-northwest. Relative humidity 91%, the dew point 44 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the rise at 30.06 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment or so.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae, Dipped Cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium. Second half just getting underway as the Benedict and Lady Ravens begin the 25-26 campaign. They start the third quarter with a quick shot. No good. Rebound followed up. No. And Kansas City Christian comes up with the board, and the Ravens are going to steal it back. The feet underneath, and there's the bucket up by Dieters. So Owen Dieters begins the scoring for Benedictine in the second half. It is 60-15. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're enjoying college hoops tonight here on KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison. Benedictine with a steal. On the other end, Bauman, and that's two for her. McKayla's got six. 9:20 to go in the third quarter, 62-15. Get pass into the fourth court. Tacos are working down the left side. Ravens double up the basketball. Comes back off on top. Perez. The three, little wide to the left side. Going to go out of bounds on a hop. Benedictine will have it in play in the backcourt. I'm looking along the bench here on the near side, and I don't see everybody back. I'm not sure what transpired here. We're 9 minutes to go in the quarter, third quarter. Here we go, around to the left side, and the ball's going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in at the baseline. All the players suited up and well enough for Benedictine. Suited up who can play tonight. Have been in the game already, if you're curious about that. Here's a little look away pass. Dieters for three. Knocked it down. Owen Dieters. She's now at 15 points. 65-15. Benedictine by 50. With 8.5 to go. The ball nearly stolen by Brueggemann. And 10 seconds closely guarded in the backcourt. So, Falcons not able to get the ball up the floor and across the timeline. It'll come in for Benedictine at midcourt. Putting it in play for BC is going to be Kayla Fitzgerald. One of the new names that we'll be learning. Player from Australia. She comes in a transfer, a senior, 5'10". Brueggemann, look away pass for Grace inside, up in plus one. Dixon is this Brueggemann. Counting the bucket. The foul is on. Is that 24? And so it'll be, yep, Samaya Lewis will pick up her fourth foul of the game. And Grace's free throw is in. She's got five tonight. It is 68-15. The feed to the right side of the lane. The runner off the window is going to be short. Rebound, BC. Ravens run. Skip pass, right side. Bauman underneath Grace. Transition. Up and good. Dixon hits the bucket, and the Ravens have pushed their lead now to 70-15. Dieters with the steal. Brueggemann up. There's two more. Riley Brueggemann's first point of the second half, 19 for her so far tonight. Bounce pass right side, and it'll be thrown away. Raven basketball coming in right by the Falcon bench, and we're going to get a timeout. This is a good timeout by Coach Perry. We're going to take a break with him. 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens in front, 72-15.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
To go in the third corner. Ravens in front. Lady Ravens up 72-15 here in the season opener. Tomorrow night, hey, there's no ball game on Care Radio, but Thursday night, we'll have the Benedictine men. Coach Moody's going to get his team out on the hardwood. We'll be here for that. Right after Sports Look here on Care. Friday night, it'll be the Phoenix in the first round of the Class 4A. Football championship tournament. They will be hosting Bishop Miege. And then Saturday, BC football. Number 3 in the nation, Benedictine, at home. Turnaround shot. Grace Dixon, two more. So Grace will have what? 7 in the quarter, 9 in the game. And BC, look at they've shifted that defense up just a little bit. Playing a little zone now. Pass comes in the middle. Stolen by Dieter. Owen to Brueggemann. Look away pass. Brueggemann for two. I'll tell you what you gotta like. Did you see the communication of Brueggemann talking to her as they were coming up the floor? Nicely done. Feed over to the right side. Perez. Pass across. Knocked away by Bauman. Here come the Ravens. Brueggemann. Accelerates, lobs it over. Grace all alone, missed the bunny. Follows up, gets it back. Dixon having a huge third quarter. You can see the Ravens have changed what they were doing because now it's all in the middle. Coach Folsom has three players at the scorer's table ready to come in. Running shot, off the window and good. High off the block. And nicely done by Haley Dively. It is 78-17. Here's Dixon, out on top to Brueggemann. Back to Grace. Hooks, score. Grace Dixon continues to fill it up here in this quarter. She's got 12 points in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. And now we're going to get a jump ball, and that will allow the Ravens to make multiple substitutions. Diana Mosier coming into the game. You got to get Jaylee coming in for Benedictine, Jaylee Christian, and Addie Kane. 5:50 to go in the third. Ravens up 80-17. Quickly, cross-court pass. Got to be stolen. Brueggemann. She races down the court, outruns everybody. Left-hand layup. Give her two more. Brueggemann, 23 now. And it's 82-17. Running three from 15 feet, running two from 15 feet. No, but we got a Brueggemann foul. That is her first foul of the game. The ball comes in right in front of the Falcon bench. The feed underneath, nice feed, and then the shot is deflected. It's going to be knocked away and knocked out of bounds. And again, Benedictine with some nice height out there. Jaylee Christian, 6'4" freshman from Stillwater, Oklahoma. I bet she's got some socks that are stained so red that she can never get them clean again. Just a guess. Approaching the five-minute mark, which would bring us to a media break. Three-point shot, far side, too long. Rebound. Here comes Benedictine. Mosier goes all the way in, has it deflected away, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it'll be off Mosier. That was a great little bit of defense down there. Now Brueggemann will come out of the game, and returning to the floor for the Lady Ravens, we're going to get Hattie Gross. Hattie out of Frankfurt. Falcons with the ball in the forecourt. Lost for a minute. Picked back up. Long cross-court pass. BC settling into that zone. Feed back over to the left side. Kick over to the right. Long, long, long three. No. Rebound, Mosier. She scans the floor ahead of her. Slows it up, brings it down across the timeline, weaves away to the right side. Now accelerates, goes into the lane, dumps it left side. Hattie goes jump shot, no. Rebound falling away, no. Rebound, nothing. But Falcons underneath the goal. The Ravens thought that one was going to go in. It did not. 4:15 to go in the third quarter. Pass batted away for a moment. Loose in the floor. It's going to get away. It's going to go out of bounds in the backcourt. It'll belong to the Falcons as we come back. There's a timeout on the floor with the media break at 4:13 to go in the third. Benedictine's Lady Ravens 82, Kansas Christian College 17.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
27-28. For the 4:13 mark of the third quarter, the Lady Ravens have pushed their lead now to 82-17. Big third quarter so far for Grace Dixon. Grace getting a little rest right now. She has scored a dozen third quarter points. Well, let's see who Coach Folsom comes off the bench with. It'll be Hattie Gross. We got Jada Christian out there, Diana Mosier, Michaela Bauman, and Addie Kane. It is going to be Alina Elise Perez. For the basketball, over to the left side. Falcon, she nearly travels with it. Able to rescue it. Brings it back off on top to Lewis. Back it comes again to Perez. Backs in. Twist, turns. Falling away. Puts a shot up. Doesn't get it. Rebound. Nice offensive board. Skip pass to the right side. Shot clock went off. Another shot clock's not running. And a baseline jumper's no good. And BC will rebound it down. And they'll get that shot clock ironed out. Looking into the middle, here's the pass, there's the shot, there's the bucket. Michaela Bauman with the assist. The 2 points belong to Jamie Christian. 84-17, Benedictine. There's a shot, no. Rebound, Bauman. Nearly has it stolen away, gets fouled in the backcourt set. Here's the deal. Tamaya Lewis says, you know what, I'm just not going to let you get away with that outlet pass. I'm going to reach in. I'm going to stop that. But she did. And the Ravens are going to go to the bench for that break. Back in is going to come Maggie Torber, the sophomore from Blue Rapids. 3:15 to go in the third quarter. It is 84-17. Benedictine. There's Hattie with it. Swings it off on top. Addie out on top. Torber, three wide right. She looked at the ball like, yeah, I don't know how I did that. It'll go out of bounds, and come back in again, too. KCC. Falcons up the floor. 3 minutes to go in the third. 84-17, Benedictine. Pivoted with the right foot at the 28-foot line. Back down to the left, over to the wing. Backing it away again. This is smart by KCC. Take some time off the clock. Let's not get in any big hurry and get that ball right back. Here's a running shot. Parsa deflected. It's going to be saved. It's going to go out of bounds as the shot clock expires. And the Ravens are going to have it back in. 2:25 to play, quarter number three. Norman Gymnasium is where we're at tonight. The row of championship banners are on a perimeter. Here's a baseline shot. No. Followed up. No, but that's going to put Gross on the free throw line. Hattie coming to the stripe. It's going to be the second foul of the game for Haley Dively, if you're keeping track. And you should certainly be. Free throw? Yeah. Hattie collects her fifth point so far this evening. Takes her time, looks it over, a little right-handed shot. Right in there. It'll be 6 points for Hattie Gross. 2:10 to go, quarter three. Coming up court, walking across the timeline. KCC, something off on top. And a little pass to the left wing, and Coleman just didn't quite see it. Diamond was looking for something else to happen for that ball to be dribbled out on top, and instead of being thrown to her, and it just eludes her and goes into the crowd. Back up with it, Benedictine. Minute 50 to go in the third, 86-17. Nice pass in the middle, spinning shot, it's up and in. Kenny Christian with a half a dozen, 88-17. So the question is not, will the Lady Ravens score 100? The question is, how many more than 100? Here's a breakaway, coast to coast, and the layup is up and good. How about Jaylee's with the steal and a 6'4", drove it the length of the floor to lay it in. 90-17. The ball stolen. Ravens coming up with it. Benedictine back up court. Down the left side is going to be Mosier. Still right to the baseline. Pulls up her dribble. Skips it to the left side of the lane. Shot. Yes. The bucket is good for Andy Kane. 92-17. Spinning. Twisting. The shot. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Christian coming out of the rebound. Ravens up the floor. Right side, Hattie in traffic. Crosses over. Got the shot up and in. Hattie Gross for two. Gives her eight. And we are in the last half a minute of the third quarter. To the right side, it comes way over in front of the Falcon bench. Lots of pushing, lots of shoving, lots of tight defense. Tip pass, follow away shot. Nope. Offensive rebound, battle for it, dribbled out on top. Shot clock's at 8. Shot clock's at 6. Back to the baseline. This shot is up and misses the rim. Ravens are going to have to hurry. 4 seconds, 3. From midcourt with 1. The shot will not get away, and it is the end of the third quarter. We'll be back. Fourth quarter coming up at the Nolan. Benedictine 94, KCC 17.
Are you looking for a fast, secure place to fill up your vehicle's tank? Stop in at the Pumps, just south of Holton, powered by BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil. Whether you are filling up your tank, grabbing a snack, or just need a pit stop on Old 75 Highway, the Pumps has you covered. The Pumps offers E10 87, Premium 91 no ethanol, dyed diesel, clear diesel, and DEF. The Pumps is a family-owned local service, keeping Jackson County moving every day. Swing on by today and get set up for easy 24/7 access.
little while to add up this many numbers. Lady Ravens have now gotten four players in a double-figure scoring, continuing to be led by Radde Brueggemann with her 23. 15 for Owen Dieters, 14. Grace Dixon, Addie Kane with 10. KGB led by Haley Dively with 7 points, and Benedictine outscored the Falcons 36-2 in that third quarter. Always good to have Ozzie in the house, no matter what, right? 10 minutes to go in the ball game. What will be the final number? Here's our question. The ball coming in play at midcourt, and it does belong to Kansas Christian College. And are they running a little motion? Maybe. Here's a 15-footer, open shot, bounces around, and it goes in. So a nice shot by Elise Perez. Thank you. So Elise Perez hits that one, 94-19. BC, 15-footer, up the back of the rim, with a long rebound, going to be batted away, it's loose on the floor. Benedictine is going to pick it up. That's going to be Maggie Torber. Comes out on top. We're going to get Martin. She's in the game, maybe for the first time tonight. I don't really remember calling her name. Did she get in a little earlier? Maybe. Maybe not. Here's a spinning shot off the glass. Good. Flat trajectory, went in like a rocket off the hand of Andy Kane, and she's got 12. Lily Martin from Wichita, Kansas. She is a 5'6" freshman. I got to check and see where Lily went to high school. 8:49 to go. Smart money's on Carroll. 8:40 to go. And we get a foul against Benedictine. So it will be put in play from the near side. KCC. Oh, now we've got a little forearm thrown. It is going to be a foul by recently into the game, Lily Martin. And here comes KCC. The ball's going to be rolling around. It's on the floor. Two players dive for it, and it's going to be saved by the Falcons. They're back up court. Six on the shot clock. I don't know if they're aware. It didn't reset. Three on the shot clock. Spinning and driving to the baseline. The shot up the buzzer. Ravens coming down with a rebound. Not sure, really, if that was a shot clock violation or not. Here's a baseline three. Well short. Getting her own rebound. Following it up. Missing the follow shot. Ravens come down with a board once again. And Dieter's pass out on top is going to be a little too tall. So the ball's going to roll into the backcourt, and that's what's going to be put in play. BC trying to get a player into the game, and they're not going to be able to get Caleb Fitzgerald back in quickly enough. Falcons putting the ball in play. They'll feed it down to the baseline, 7 minutes and 45 to go in the game. Rotating it back around the right side, crossing over, backing away. The shot from the top of the key. It's a three, won't drop. Rebound, batted four, stolen by the Falcons, and then stolen back by Benedictine. Martin coming up with a loose basketball. Here comes BC. Dieters into the forecourt, drives and shoots and scores. They're going to call a travel. So for Benedictine, wipe the shot off. Oh, that's not what I wanted. And here come the Falcons in the backcourt. 7:20 to go. and Lily Martin, who knew, from Bishop Carroll High School in Wichita. 7:15 to go as we get another foul, and just kind of looking into the crystal ball, it's on Lily Martin. So Lily very quickly will collect her second foul. Falcons with a basketball with 7 minutes to play. Around the left side, drive it up toward the top. Back around to the left, working toward the baseline and traveling with the basketball. So the Ravens have decided to slow this thing down too. We are 7 minutes to play and they still are only at 96. Benedictine and KCC are tied in the fourth quarter at two apiece. Ravens will stump it over to the right side. Look it off the block. On the court, once, twice, leaning away, putting it up, putting it in. The bucket for Benedictine is up and good by Macy. 6.5 to go. 98-19. Ravens will block from behind, but I think there's going to be a foul. And is it number three? No. I thought it might be, again, on Lily Martin, but instead of on number three, it's going to be on number 33. And Macy Edson picks up the foul. Coming to the line for KCC, we're going to get Alina Elise Perez. Free throw, rattles it home. So Perez with her third point of the evening. We'll move at 6:27 to play in the game. Follow shot, rattles around, she'll get them both. So Perez was able to knock down both halves of the two-shot foul. 98-21 Benedictine, 6 minutes and 20 to play. Ravens with the ball up top side, it's going to be Fitzgerald with it. They'll feed over to the left side of the lane, backing in, double-teamed. Kicking the ball back out on top, Moser, look-away pass, skip back over to the right side of the lane. In traffic, turn around, shot's up too strong. Fitzgerald has a little too much on it, and up the floor very quickly, the Falcons. 6 minutes left. Little seesaw dribble out on top. Perez, the three, short. Moser will rebound it off the floor. One-hand push pass up the court to Martin. She'll go all the way to the rim. Puts it up and in. So Martin now on the scoreboard. And Lily will have her first point. And the Ravens are coming up with a steal. Moser picks it up. Outlet right side. Finger roll missed. Offensive board. Foulman's back at the game and scores. So Michaela has eight. 102-21, Benedictine. 5:15 to play. Driving right, falling away. Shot wide left. Player falls to the floor. No foul. Two more players fall to the floor. No foul. And everybody gets up, and they seem to be okay. KCC's Haley Dively talking to the officials. Did you not just see what happened out here? 5 minutes to go in the game. Ravens in front by some 81. Back to right side in front of the Falcon bench and trying to come up with a steal and deflect the ball away. The foul is going to be on Kyla Fitzgerald for BC. It's going to be her first foul of the game for Benedictine. It is going to be the fifth team foul, and we're going to get our fourth quarter media break. Frank Joseph with 4:51 to go in the game. Lady Ravens 102, Falcons 21.
Hi, this is Dr. Terry Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
going to get the 25-26 season off to a rollicking start. Out in front at 102-21 with 4 minutes and 51 to go. Wait a minute. Some of the fans have departed already. But you buy a ticket, you can stay for the entire game. All right, coming out on the floor for BC. You've got Mosier and Martin. You've got Grace out there. Fitzgerald and Torber. First free throw. Nicely done. And Samaya Lewis, 2 out of 3 at the free throw line tonight. 102-22. And this one, 23. So the Benedictine lead has been whittled a little bit as they come back up the floor. Mosier, right-hand dribble, swings it over to the left. Chip pass to the left side to Martin. Pass down to baseline, just a little out of reach for Fitzgerald, and could not quite haul that thing in. So back going to come to the Falcons. 4.5 to go. Perez will bring it up the floor with a shoulder-high dribble. They work it left. Nice sidestep. Coming to the free throw line. The kick back. The three ball. It's a wee bit short. Going to dribble out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in deep at the baseline. Fitzgerald brings it in. And again, it'll be Mosier up the court. Martin, Torber, and Dixon with them out on the floor for the Lady Ravens. Looking in, spinning, twisting. Mosier, left side, goes three. Looks good, too strong. And rebound out of bounds. Touch slap by the Falcons. BC will have it in with 12 on a shot clock. That shot looked perfectly straight, but it was just a little too long. Hits the backboard beyond the rim. And now there's, I don't know what's holding us up. Apparently nothing. Ravens will have it in play. 4 minutes left. The inbound to three. Where's Martin on the board? Lily. Give her 5. 105-23. Back to left side. Hook pass left. Lob to the top. Square it up for the long three. Can't get it. Nice rebound, Falcons. They'll work it right side. Maybe a travel. Doesn't matter. Running shot off the window. Count it for Perez. She has a half a dozen points in the ball game, and all of them have come in the fourth quarter. Benedictine leading it 105-25 with 3:20 left. In the middle is Dixon. Changes directions, travels with the basketball. She started left, then cut back to the right. Cannot change that pivot foot, and it's going to be turnover. 3 minutes and 21 to go tonight. And the Ravens once again are going to bring in the 6'3" freshman, Macy Edson. Macy's out there. Addie Kane is back out there for the 4-5. And for the Ravens, you've got Martin and Mosier. And rounding it out is Torber. Here's the shot. It's up and in. 3 minutes to play. 105-27. Three-pointer. Martin with another one. Back-to-back trade. 108-27. Back over to the left wing. And right now the Ravens just being patient defensively. Here's a drive inside. The ball's going to be batted free. It's rolling out on top, and it's going to be over and back. Benedictine will have it in at the scorer's table with 2.5 minutes to play. 108-27. Mosier getting a lot of work here tonight. Cross court it goes. She'll handle it there. Comes out on top to Lily. Back over to the right side. Haley, the feed. Batted free and stolen. Here comes KCC. 2 minutes to go. Benedictine with a 108-27 lead in game one of the season. The drive over to the left side, pulled up outside the lane, turnaround shot 14, off the window and in. Using the glass, knocking that one down. The bucket belongs to Ava Bonnell, her first points tonight. 108-29 with a minute 45 to go. Martin pivoting with the left foot, pushes it off on top. Edson goes right side, Moser three, too strong, followed back up and in by Torber. So Maggie gets her first field goal. She had 2 points earlier on a couple of free throws. A minute 15 to play. The free throw line, nothing doing. Back over to the right side, the shot maybe in partially deflected, but the offensive board deftly put back up and in. And Perez continues to hustle. 1 minute to go. Skip pass over to the left side. Baseline. Flat-footed shot. It's up and good. There was nothing too exciting about that. Eddie Kane just turned around and threw it in. 50 seconds left. They'll swing it left outside the three-point line. Oh, a nice little crossover behind the back, and then it gets away for a minute. Falcons able to recover. They'll bump back out on top to Lewis. Swings it over to the right side, Perez. Shot clock at 8. Perez goes right side, shot clock at 6. Back off on top, it'll go to Bonnell. Shot clock at 2. Shot's rejected out of bounds as the clock elapses, and that will give it back to the Lady Ravens with 25 seconds to go. They do not have to take a shot. It'll be put in play by Kane. BC walks it up the floor. Skip pass to Addy at the top of the key. They'll go back over to the right side. Back it in. Twisting, turning, shooting. Nope. 10 seconds left. Falcons can get off a shot. 8 seconds into the forecourt at 6. Lobs it over to the right side in front of the bench. Out on top. 1 second. At the buzzer. Won't go down, and that's it. Final score tonight in Atchison, Kansas. Benedictine, 112. Kansas Christian College, 31. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this.
Amberwell Pharmacy now offers free prescription delivery available to those living within the city limits of Atchison, Hiawatha, Effingham, Lancaster, Everest, Horton, Highland, and Troy. It's the perfect option if you have limited mobility or find it difficult to pick up your prescriptions. Learn more about Amberwell Pharmacy and our free delivery services by calling 913-367-1654 in Atchison or 785-742-6190 in Hiawatha or visit our website at amberwellhealth.org.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
Good to have you back with us here at the Nolan Gymnasium, where a very nice crowd for game one of the 25-26 basketball campaign was on hand here this evening, and they saw Benedictine put everyone on the floor tonight and a quick look down the row and everyone got points tonight. It was a good first outing, I'm sure, for Coach Wilson, an opportunity to assess some of the talent and, you know, maybe help him see some things about some players, get him into some game time situations. For Kansas Christian College, they were led by Alina Elise Perez. She ends the game with 10 points, the only player for KCC in double-figure scoring. For Benedictine, you had, four players in double digits, led by Riley Brueggemann with 23. 14 apiece for Owen Dieters, and also 14 points for Addie Kane. 13 tonight for Grace Dixon. Every Lady Raven scored, and Benedictine ended up shooting 55% from the floor on 47 of 85. They did not shoot well from outside, 28% on 5 of 18. They were very good at the free throw line, hitting 13 of 15. BC only turned it over 10 times. They were able to score 59 points off of forced turnovers by the Falcons. And I tell you what, just all in all, everything you might have expected for the first game of the year. And Benedictine, 76 of their points came in the paint. Here's what we got coming up on K Radio. Thursday night, you're going to have Sports Talk right after Brian Hagan's evening report. It'll be on about 5:20 or so. And then after that, a 7 o'clock tip-off for Benedictine men's basketball as the Ravens are going to begin their 25-26 season. You'll catch that one here on Care Radio. Friday night, it's high school playoff football from Amelia Earhart Stadium. Atchison Phoenix playing host to the Stags of Bishop Miege. And then on Saturday afternoon, pregame on Care at about 12:30, a 1 o'clock kickoff. Benedictine, the number 3 team in the nation, at home, and they are hosting Missouri Valley. Little want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, the final score, game 1 of the year, all Lady Ravens. Benedictine 112, Kansas Christian 31. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, he's producing and engineering in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Couch here in the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amber Well Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.